Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking Halloween today because you looked at me yesterday, DZ, and you go, is it too soon for Halloween? I go, dude, it's October. Because we have so much going on in our lives, we don't even know what day it is anymore.
I really don't. I was like, wait, oh yeah, no, it's spooky season, for real.
It's approved. Like, mm-hmm. You can have pumpkins, you can talk about fall, you can do everything now. It is approved.
It's out here.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking your favorite Halloween movies today, everybody.
Ready, set, go.
Okay, you go first because I hate scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a horror movie person. I have enough anxiety. I don't need to be on the edge of my seat for a whole movie. No, thank you.
Well, twin, because same.
I can't stand them.
I'm not a big fan.
Hate them.
No thanks. And what's crazy is my wife loves them.
Ugh.
Erin is a spooky, scary, jumpy, murdery.
Loves it.
Loves it. All her vibe.
Blood all over her face at Halloween.
Yes. Yes. Well, maybe not that far. She's not like
real blood. No, ketchup,
but,
you know.
She doesn't even like the dressing up. She just loves scary stuff.
Oh.
Haunted houses, scary movies. She's not the I want to dress up type person all the time, but Halloween's her jam.
Maybe we need to do a haunted house together.
Because
I hate them. But I'll go with you guys just because I know you hate them as much as I do.
See, but the thing is, then somebody's going to have to bail me out because inevitably I'm throwing hands.
And then we start running and somebody comes to us and we start swinging and then it's all over. I know, we're too jumpy.
And then I'm the problem.
We're too jumpy for haunted houses.
Yeah, no, I will drive, but I'm going to stay in the car with the kids. Any kids that do not want to go inside, a.k.a. probably just me and Danny.
And eat pumpkin bread in the car. That'll be great. Okay, what's your favorite Halloween movie, though? So we know we don't like horror movies, but people can call in with all the horror movies they want. Represent.
Hold on. Movies aren't the only Halloween movies. I'm going to need you to throw some respect on one of the OGs.
Karate Kid. Was that not where you were going?
No.
Hocus Pocus. No?
Low-key, though, we did watch that on October 1st, our anniversary. Well, it's one of our favorite movies. That's one of Aaron's favorite movies. We actually do love Hocus Pocus.
So
but that wasn't going to be my answer.
What is your favorite Halloween movie, then?
Halloween Town.
Oh, I've never seen it.
In the series.
Oh.
As a kid, that was my jam. Halloween Town is a Disney Channel movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about when I was point perfect, like 7 years old. This movie was prevalent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this counts as a Halloween movie, but I'm going to say it does, even though you guys are going to say I'm basic AF. I'm going to go with Beetlejuice because I watched that a million times growing up.
Beetlejuice is a Halloween movie.
It's just a creepy, weird movie, but I guess so.
Beetlejuice is 100% a Halloween movie.
It's not. They're dressed up the whole time because they're weirdos. It's not like they dress up for Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird movie.
I thought it was even set around Halloween time, no?
Maybe it is. The new one is. Listen,
I know that for a fact. Now, spoiler alert.
Well, I watched it on VHS tape 9,000 times as a kid, let me tell you.
Classics.
And then HBO played it on repeat in like the 90s and 2000s, for the record.
I believe they still do.
I've seen it. I've seen it quite a few times. I'll go Beetlejuice. You're going Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, let me open the phones here. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. I can't wait to read your text too and see. We're talking favorite Halloween movies this morning.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I'm going to hold off on reading the texts until we talk to the callers because I don't want anyone to steal anyone's answer if they called in today.
Fair, and there's a few answers.
Let's start with Austin in Kenosha. I think he was late for work, so I said, we'll put you first.
Ooh,
you're my spirit animal, Austin.
Let's get you through, Austin. Good morning. Let's make this quick.
Hi.
No, what up, Doug?
How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Well, what's your favorite Halloween movie? Go.
My favorite one, hands down, has to be A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's so glad you said this. Owen came home from school and said, we're learning about the Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't know if it was in music or something,
music makes sense.
And I go, I've never actually seen it. And he goes, what? And I go, so we were going to watch it together and we didn't.
Still didn't. Y'all should.
We should.
We tried to watch it with Sammy and then he started going, monsters everywhere. And then in his room. He's not scared of monsters. He just played the part.
He was into it, but not so into it at the same time.
That's a good one. That's a way to kick it off, man.
Austin said Nightmare Before Christmas received. Thank you, Austin. Get to work.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Appreciate the call.
Patty's in Waukesha on 7. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, Patty.
Well, yeah, what's your favorite Halloween movie, girl? Tell us.
Well, like Hocus Pocus because I'm a mystical, magical witch, but DZ, your little boy, would probably like Charlie Brown, Halloween, It's the Great Pumpkin.
Okay, you know what, Patty? I'm going to argue this because every time my kids try to watch old movies, they're too slow for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Not enough colors?
There's not enough stimulation. They're boring. They're slow.
Maybe this is what they need.
That is what they need. They don't want it.
Well, we're going to force them to sit through it.
You should try it.
I might check that out. We'll find it. You know I'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. It's short enough that he won't get bored. It's only like a half an hour movie. Oh. And it's hilarious because Charlie Brown gets a rock every time.
So it is a TV episode today. You know, a Netflix episode, if you will. All right, Patty, we appreciate the suggestion and sharing.
Yeah, have a great day. Oh,
and by the way, boo!
Bye, Patty.
That was amazing. I wish she was a regular. She's said, funny.
By the way,
boo. That was great. We have the best listeners, don't we? Like, God, they're funny.
They make me laugh. Oh, Joni, I love it.
Joni's in Hartford. We'll go to her. Hi, Joni. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking favorite Halloween movies. What's yours?
Of course, my favorite is Halloween with Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a spooky girl. I love all spooky.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you spooky vibes.
Well, Joni, if somebody didn't say Halloween, we'd have a real problem on the show today.
I got a few on the list that if somebody doesn't say, I might have a problem with.
Well, somebody just texted one in. I'm not going to say till we get through all the callers because I'm dying right now. I want to read it so bad.
All right, Joni, you checked the one off the list that was pretty important. That's high up there. That's a classic.
Halloween. Check.
Have a great day.
Bye, Joni.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Sean, our boy in West Bend today.
Oh, snap.
I don't know what he's going to say. You're my little boo thing,
so I'll give a hoop. Howdy.
What's up, having twins at 40, guy?
Jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's a scary movie. Yeah, my life.
Speaking of boo.
No, it's boo-boo.
Yeah, it's a real life boo.
Sean, be careful. This is recorded for promotional purposes. Your children may hear this later one day. That they were a boo-boo. No, I'm kidding.
Nah, it's all right. They'll be on TikTok, I'm sure.
Ah, guaranteed.
Sean, what's your favorite Halloween movie?
So I got to say Child's Play, only because I remember how horrified of it I was when I was a kid.
Who's the scary person in that? Because I've never seen it. Is that the Chucky one?
That's adult Chucky.
That's the Chucky one. That's the Chucky one, dude. Ugh.
Oh, I thought it was all just called Chucky.
It's so bad that there's a gas station we used to stop at when I'd go up to Iowa when my family was up there, and I wouldn't go in because they had one of those claw machines full of Chucky dolls.
Hold on. Trauma!
Sean, was Child's Play the original that starred Chucky?
Yeah, I think that was the very first one.
And then it spun off
DZ. Child's Play 2 and 3, and I don't know. Now there's like nine
Chucky
of them.
In my brain, this might be a mandala effect. I always thought the movies were called Chucky, but I never watched them, so I wouldn't actually know.
They added Chucky in, so it goes Child's Play, Child's Play 2, Child's Play 3, and then it goes Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, Curse of Chucky.
Got
so
it.
They started adding his name in
later
because it's about Chucky.
And everybody's like, you see
there's
the
a ridiculous
movie?
Amount of them. It's like, what is it, Fast and Furious.
What?
He said the amount of movies is like the Fast and Furious. There's about 15 of them.
Following what you said now. Oh, got it. Thanks for calling, Sean.
Love hearing from you.
Have a good one.
You too. Peace, man.
All right. Last but not least, Michelle is on day 3 in Hartford. She might get a theme song.
Ooh,
my girl.
You on fire. Morning.
All right.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. What's your favorite?
I am traumatized from my father because he used to scare the bejesus out of us.
Bejesus. What a word. I love it. Go on. Right.
So we would have movie night at our house with my cousins. My dad was like the dad, the cool uncle.
Uh-huh, the uncle.
Yep. He would turn the lights down, make popcorn, and we would watch The Boogeyman. So all through the night when my cousins would stay over, he would scare the bejesus out of us. And we would be freaking.
It makes sense. Her dad was the boogeyman.
Is he the jerk? Yes,
yes he
is.
Guaranteed.
This should go on Am I the Jerk today for scaring my children every year.
Harmless?
No.
Traumatizing?
Yes.
Maybe.
Traumatizing.
You just might have given us an Am I the Jerk.
Michelle just answered. She said, no, jerk. Traumatized.
All right. Well, Michelle, what did he show you again? The boogeyman. The boogeyman. Yeah, I have to write these down.
He would always say, the boogeyman's going to get you. Ugh. And then, like, 2 months later in the middle of the night, he's like, boogeyman, and scare the bejesus out of you while you were sleeping.
Hell no. All right, Michelle, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, girl.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay, so far we had Austin and Kenosha said Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Sean and West Bend said Child's Play, the Chucky movies. Patty and Waukesha was Hocus Pocus, your favorite, DZ. One of your favorites.
Classic.
Joni and Hartford, thank goodness, said Halloween. And then Michelle and Hartford said The Boogeyman. So now let's go to the text.
Let's get to the list. Well, you also said...
I said Beetlejuice. After I said The Karate Kid to be funny.
Yeah.
Because I always think of Halloween when I watch The Karate Kid because they're at the Halloween dance.
And Halloween Town was lit when I was a kid. Still is to this day.
I want to laugh, though. The one I was dying to read. Whoever texted in Ernest Scared Stupid, would you stop?
That might have been Aaron. Hold on.
It's not. I checked. Somebody else said, Scream. The third one is my favorite because it was actually like the first scary movie my mom let me watch with my older sister.
Ah.
I was waiting for somebody to say Scream.
Bruh, Scream, scary movie even, just because it's the spinoff parody version.
Bella and Kenosha, I think this is her, texted Nightmare on Elm Street.
There you go. Now we talking.
Who texted in? They said, can't forget Practical Magic.
I've never watched it.
Seen it, but I know what it is. What else did people write in
Haunted
here?
Mansion, Eddie Murphy. Classic.
Oh, I forgot about that
one. It was a remake, I'm pretty sure, but still a classic.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said her favorite is Tim Burton's 93, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Very specific, and I appreciate that.
I think Tim Burton might be top dog as far as like scary movies go.
Oh, and then there's another Nathalie. I don't know what her name is. It's so pretty, though, from Germantown. Nathalie? I don't know if she misspelled it.
Or is it
Natalie? It's spelled Nathalie. Anyway, she's in Germantown. She wrote, my favorite movie is Hocus Pocus because I'm not the biggest fan of horror movies. Amen.
Thank you.
Sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Well, it's a pretty name either way.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said Urban Legends messed me up, man.
I don't remember Urban Legends.
I don't either.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So every day during What Would DZ Do, DZ helps out someone with a problem. And, your advice has gotten better.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, you have your days.
Why your voice get so high like that? Why it sound like you lying
know.
To me?
I don't know.
Yeah, your advice is good. It's pretty decent. It's pretty high.
The listeners are only a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right, DZ, what's the problem?
Don't offend me.
Sorry. All right. Wait a second. Am I reading this right?
Yeah.
Does this involve screenshots?
Sure do.
You had me at screenshots.
Well, hello.
Don't we all screenshot everything and then never look at it again? Isn't that what we do? Or no?
Oh, just you wait.
Oh, no. What?
Kelsey.
Oh, no. Kelsey wrote in?
Kelsey says, hello, Allie and DZ.
Hello.
I think I got a problem.
Oh, no.
I screenshot everything possible. You name it, I shot it. I've got hundreds of conversations.
Oh.
Saved.
Oh.
Tons of other things. Memes. Inspirationals. I kind of feel like I do have a lot of blackmail on my friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is receipts. This is not screenshots. Call it what it is, girl.
I've got embarrassing things about myself and people close to me. I don't even know why I keep all of these things. I don't plan to ever use them. I wish I could delete it, but I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Hey,
oh, I'm getting mad. See?
What should I do in this situation? Keeping all these things feels like I'm doing something wrong, borderline illegal.
Okay, well, chill out. Chill out, Kelsey. It's not illegal, but you're a weirdo, okay?
I'm
trying to blackmail your... It's one thing to screenshot for receipts.
Well, blackmail's illegal.
That is illegal.
If you act, I guess,
on it. If somebody did it, you could take them right to, the police. But listen.
Sure.
This is... Okay, what do you think, DZ? Where are you going with this one? Do you screenshot everything?
No, I screenshot things I find funny.
That's what I mean. I screenshot...
Or things I don't want to forget.
But I don't screenshot everything.
I don't screenshot conversations.
The only conversations I'll screenshot is if literally something goes wrong and I'm going to need it later to compare for work or some kind of conflict with with a person. But if I'm not in a conflict, I'm not screenshotting everybody's stuff. That's weird.
That's not Kelsey. Kelsey's screenshotting everything. You know what I mean? It seems like anything that she thinks she might either need or could be used against her, right? But it also says memes and things and pictures, whatever
memes
she said.
Memes are cool.
Right? Memes are fine.
Pictures are cool. I screenshot stuff so I don't forget it, but I never go back to it.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem. We never go back to half of the screenshots we ever take on our phone, whether we think it's important or not.
Open your iPhone and open. Look how many screenshots you have, actually, because we all have a screenshot. We have a screenshot album.
That's a good call.
And go in and let's see how many we each have. I'll go into my album.
I wish you would have sent the number. I want to know how many screenshots she has.
I know how many I have. 1,074 screenshots. And I bet you I don't know what any of them are there for. Nope. No clue why memes.
I got 1,100 and it feels like half of them are screenshots that Sammy took.
See? You have how many screenshots?
1,119.
You have more than me.
Do I?
I have 1,074. You have you have more screenshots.
You're close though. You're only like 30 away.
But I'm surprised you screenshot as much as I do.
Well, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Honestly, I'd let you go through the screenshots, bro, because it is nothing.
I would too.
It is nothing but stuff. Like, look, it's half of it is me trying to turn my alarm and snooze it.
Yeah.
Old things that I was trying to save, images that I don't want to lose, more alarms.
Yeah.
Probably some online stuff and things and bills that I paid. Nothing of importance and nothing that I really need to ever see
again.
Nothing.
So, okay.
This isn't my problem.
Do you think it's a problem that she screenshots everything?
I do.
I do too.
I do think it's a problem that she screenshots everything.
Yeah.
If she just can't delete it, then I don't know how to help. My only solution is going, hey, go through, pick out all of the things that you feel are incriminatory, mm-hmm. whether to you or to other people. Leave the memes, leave mm-hmm. the pictures, leave the things you have value in, positive value in, mm-hmm. and delete the rest. Because mm-hmm. otherwise, I don't know, say somebody does go through your phone. Now you look like a horrible friend
with
all this
say.
Blackmail. And I say air quotes because she says she feels like she's got blackmail.
Hold on. She is a horrible friend. She shouldn't feel like a horrible friend. She is if she's doing that to her friends.
Ugh.
I wouldn't screenshot our personal stuff.
Yeah,
you
fair.
You know that.
Not fair, for
the
sure.
The only people I'm screenshotting are the people that have it coming in. You know the people I'm talking about. And it's not our friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying even that's wrong, but like you shouldn't be screenshotting really anything that doesn't feel like it personally affects you.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's not what she's doing. Mm-hmm. If it feels like it personally affects you, okay, bet. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
But she's doing too much to
She's
me.
The friend that's going
to
tell everybody everything you say.
It feels like that. It really feels like that, man. And you're going to lose all the friends, family, people you hold near and dear. You keep doing stuff like this, Kelsey.
Stop it, Kelsey.
I mean,
stop doing it? What's your advice?
She already said she can't do the only advice that I feel like is logical for her, which is delete it. I say clear it and start fresh and then streamline. Right, mm-hmm. But she can't delete it. She won't delete it. I doubt she will delete it.
Somebody texted in, I'm glad she's not my friend, wacky. And then right above that, somebody said they have 5,227 screenshots, but no conversations with friends in there.
Oh, you're all right, Kelsey.
That is Kelsey, right?
Kelsey.
They said she's a hoarder of screenshots. She's on hoarders.
Digital hoarding is a thing, bro.
It is, I guess.
We've talked about this. You're digital hoarding.
That's right.
Remember, we talked about digital. She's a digital hoarder.
You know I forget everything that I did 5 minutes ago. Of course I forgot we talked about it, but we did. You're right. All right. 414-533-1037 from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So Kelsey wrote into What Would DZ Do? And she wants to know what she should do because she screenshots everything and it feels wrong.
It is wrong. You got to delete it, but she says she can't, dog. What? I know somebody got better advice than me.
Right, Allie? Yeah. Somebody's going to call in, though, and say that she's right for screenshotting everything. Just wait. I bet you. Somebody will defend it.
Well,
and I want them to, though, because I want to hear why.
Fair. We can't ixnay all sides.
We're not going to judge you till the end.
True. All right.
We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
To my friend who just texted me, she has 8,000 screenshots. Get a life.
Okay.
Girl,
hold on.
Stop it. What
hold
are you doing?
On. That is way too many screenshots.
She said it's mostly quotes, though. So she's trying to do motivational quotes.
Inspirational quotes.
Although somebody texted in and said, thanks for the info. I learned something new about my iPhone. I have 13,000 screenshots. They didn't realize there's an album that tells you how many screenshots you have.
Excuse me? 13 what?
1,000.
13,000.
And they didn't even know there was a screenshot.
Y'all are aggressive. See, a lot of Kelsey might not be a problem. Kelsey might just be like a lot of people, and I'm not cognizant of that, bro. What?
Somebody just texted in and said, it's not wrong to screenshot everything. Okay. And then somebody else said, this seems like an issue for a therapist, especially when she's admitting she can't delete them and is conflicted about it. Conflicted.
Well, who do you think I am? Dr. DZ.
Yeah, exactly.
Non-MD.
Therapist here.
We're self-certified.
Therapist of life, and you have a problem. That's what we're saying, Kelsey. Let's go to the phone.
Thug life therapy.
Thug life on the booty. All right. John Shoup's on the phone. John Shoup. Hello.
Shoup.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, Shoup. What the numbers like, man?
Do you screenshot a lot? How do you feel about this?
How many screenshots you got?
How many screenshots? I have zero.
I believe it.
So how do you help Kelsey out? Because I think you might be a logical man for this.
He has too few, though. That's another problem, so, John.
I have very too few. My wife, however, has lots.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's all about memes.
I thought you were going to say me. I was going to watch what you say, John, in those texts.
Said no, she's screenshots of him.
All about memes that she wants to save. Mm. And our boy likes to read them.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that, like, when you're screenshotting something, I'm going to agree with you, DZ, about the idea of, like, screenshotting all of your text messages and stuff like that.
A little invasive. Not cool.
Yeah, not a good idea. Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to have to explain this logic, but she does realize that the conversations are just saved in her phone, right? What's the point of screenshotting it?
That's for me. Just don't delete the text. Unless that's problem solved.
She's scared of people on the opposite end deleting texts, is my guess then, yeah, right? But does that delete it on your phone? No.
Absolutely not.
No.
It doesn't. No. Screenshot what you want to save.
Yeah.
You know, if you find something funny, go ahead and screenshot it. Mm-hmm. I think especially in the world of education, I don't screenshot a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people screenshot when they should just save it or share it, and they don't get it. So we screenshot it to save ourselves time. No matter how easy they try to make things, we still screenshot it.
How often do we save things and go, I'm going to share it later?
And we don't. All right, John. Nope. Well, I'm impressed that you have zero screenshots, but I'm also a little appalled, if I'm being honest. So have a great day.
No worries.
Go screenshot something, man. Go screenshot our show. Later, Shoup.
Bye, John.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Somebody texted in and said, man, you guys are making me look good at 200 screenshots. And now somebody just went and looked in their own. They have 28,000. Okay, guys. You guys need help.
This is going to be a topic for another time for sure.
This has got to be Kelsey writing in 28,000 screenshots.
If it's not Kelsey, I'm scared to know how many screenshots Kelsey actually has. And the fact that they didn't even put the number in there makes me think it's more than whatever y'all are saying right
now. Yeah.
It's got to be up there. Like 70, 80. How many screenshots is too many screenshots?
I don't know.
Whatever she has. Guaranteed.
I don't know. Natalie Menominee Falls said, I discovered you can copy and delete screenshots when you take them on an iPhone, so that way you can share without saving. What? You mean you copy the pic? Isn't that the same thing as a screenshot?
Okay. I do know what they're saying. You could copy, and then when you go to pay, you just paste it, and then it doesn't actually save onto your phone.
It's
a computer type feature with the phone.
All right. Well,
yeah, makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, you want to go to Heather in Shorewood?
We might as well.
See how many screenshots she has. Sheesh. Girl.
Hey.
I don't think we can help. I don't think we can help Kelsey, honestly, dog.
I think Kelsey's screwed.
But, Heather?
Kelsey needs to delete her entire phone.
Yeah. Okay. Fine
with
that.
I have 493. I guarantee about half of those.
Oh, that's not bad.
Are accidental. A quarter funny memes that I want to share that I can't share with the button on Facebook. The rest are documentation things for, like, unemployment and things like that.
Tons of documents. Like, I need to screenshot my kid's field trip information. Screenshot.
I need this confirmation number. Yeah. Screenshot.
As if the email's going anywhere, by the way, with the field trip information. It's not, but I still... Screenshot.
But what if I get locked out of my account? Then at least I got the screenshot.
No, that never occurred to me. I just screenshot it.
It's easier to send the screenshot than it is to send the document.
That's actually very valid.
You know what?
Very valid just to send the screenshot. If you just need the information, why am I going to send you a PDF when it could be an IMG?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Less gigs. No questionnaire.
Mm-mm.
All right, Heather.
And actually, I'm going to get that down today because at work, I'm going to start deleting screenshots because I've never checked it.
I feel like people are going to start doing that after this information today. They didn't realize how many they have a screenshot folder.
Did I not tell y'all there?
Kelsey needs a new phone, reset everything. Just get rid of it because, girl, no, that's not cool. Your friends aren't going to tell you anything anymore once they find out.
No,
she ain't
going to
have friends soon.
If you have a friend named Kelsey,
I ain't telling Kelsey anything.
Right?
Oh, Kelsey's a bad.
Bye. See you, Heather.
Bye.
Shout out to whoever texted in. We played Back That Thing Up before Hozier right there.
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile's in town tonight at the rave.
Oh,
I had no
snap.
Idea. Somebody texted in. They said Juvenile's at the rave, so I Googled it.
Show enough.
October 3rd, Juvenile's at the rave tonight. He's going to
Back
That Thing Up. And maybe he's listening. Maybe he heard his song.
Juvenile probably going, yeah, the city love
Yeah, Milwaukee, I'm in town.
Juvenile, you're not wrong.
Nope. And it's a perfect time to visit the rave with the Halloween decorations.
It is. You know they go all out.
They go all out at the rave.
Yeah.
Speaking of going all out, I might have done a drive-by.
Without me?
I'm sorry. I was alone. I videoed it for you, though.
Never do a drive-by by yourself.
I shouldn't have, but I was alone, and I was impulsive, and I videotaped the whole thing.
How, when, why? Come on, okay. Back it up.
Let me tell you how we got here. Do you remember when I told you Owen came home from school? He's in seventh grade now. He goes to middle school, and the high school and middle school are together, and he says, it's food truck day tomorrow. And I go, excuse me?
And we were quite appalled because we didn't receive the invite.
I didn't know they have a food truck day. I was so happy that they have a food truck day at a school lunch.
It is really cool.
I sent him $20, and I said, an Apple Cash, and I go, have at it, man.
Ball out, baby.
Enjoy the culture of food trucks and the experience. You have everything to pick from. I was so proud.
Do you think?
So the other day, I wanted to know what food trucks were there. Because I'm nosy.
Yeah. Mama Bear things.
So after the show, I drove by the high school like a stalker.
You did a drive-by at the school.
Like a stalker. And I videotaped the whole thing so I could show you.
Did you pull up? Did you pull in?
No,
did you get out?
I kept driving.
You just did a drive.
Up and down the main road where the high school is. Because
you drove back and forth?
I did twice. Just to video it. So I see all the food trucks, and I'm like, oh, I got to get a shot of this. So I drive back by, and I had to go home, so I had to go back around. So I did video it, and just like Owen said, there was a Chick-fil-A truck. Which,
naturally.
You know, no disrespect, Chick-fil-A, but that's not the food truck you're supposed to be at when you're at food trucks, people, okay?
I do agree with you on
it's
that,
not,
for sure.
Go to Chick-fil-A to go in the drive-thru and eat there, okay?
Yeah.
And the line for Chick-fil-A was the longest. I'm like, come on, guys, get some experiences, and go to the other food trucks. I felt bad.
Maybe these kids don't get Chick-fil-A often.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, Owen did not get Chick-fil-A. I was very proud of my child for going to a different food truck.
What did he get?
Well, this is where I started laughing. It was the middle of the day, and all of a sudden, every time he makes a purchase on his iPhone, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent the Apple Cash, and it says, Owen purchased $17 at Natty Oaks. I'm like, wait, the bar?
I was going to say, hold on. Natty?
What?
Wait a second.
I'm like, he's supposed to be in school
time
right
out,
now.
Time out.
I'm like, my son just spent $20 at a bar? What's going on?
Checks location.
I was so scared. I'm like, I go to Natty Oaks, not him. He stays out of my spot.
Let me find out Natty Oaks ain't IDing. What? No, jokes.
Come to find out, they have a food truck, and then they take. But I support that because, you know, it's like a local bar. I know the owner, John, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So Owen actually went to the Natty Oaks truck, but it came up that he, like, basically bought food from a bar. So I was dying when I saw the charge. I was like, oh, that's phenomenal.
All it is the apple falling right next to the tree. We said, oh, this feels right.
He goes, I feel like my mom's familiar with this place.
Yeah, so I'm drawn to this location for some reason. Feels natural. Feels natty.
And it does.
Feels natty out.
He goes, I had a really good smash burger and some onion rings. I said, I'm proud of you for venturing out a little, my guy. Even if it was just a smash burger, I'm proud of you.
Still jealous.
That's what I told him.
And I'm glad that they actually have this experience for these kids.
Me too.
Cool.
Me too. And I hope the other food trucks got some love.
Hopefully.
Because I showed you the video and there were quite a few in the parking lot.
Hey, if they do it again, you know you got to venture out and make sure he doesn't go to the same food truck.
For sure.
Got to do a different
He
truck.
Said, he's like, we were laughing at all the people waiting in line forever at the Chick-fil-A. I'm like, did they even get to eat?
Did they run out of Chick-fil-A?
You know, go to the other one.
The line was deep.
Yeah. So that's my food truck story, my drive-by, and that's it.
And you're sticking to it.
And every middle school, high school should have a food truck day. Personal opinion.
Every school, period, just should saying. Have a food truck day.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I think so.
All right, let's go. Because we got we got Lil Wayne tickets after Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
We busy.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Maria wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking out her kid if she doesn't clean. Like, kick her out of the house.
Like, kicking out?
Out. Go find somewhere else to live.
Oh, fully out.
Sounds simple, but let's hear her out.
Please.
Allie and DZ, I have 4 kids. I've been married for over 20 years. My second to youngest daughter is turning 19 this month. And I love having my kids at home, but she doubles the work for us.
Mm-hmm.
She does go to work every day and makes her own money, but she never cleans, cooks, or picks up after herself. Not to mention, she lives rent-free. Now, we've talked to her about pulling her weight like her siblings do, but nothing changes. And yes, we've tried other consequences or repercussions like not letting her use the car, taking her phone, leaving her laundry for her to do, and literally nothing works.
Oh, she freeloading.
So my husband and I have given her an ultimatum. She's my baby, though, and I don't want to, but we've had enough. Are we the jerks since we're going to kick her out since she refuses to clean? I'm really struggling with this, Maria.
Well, Maria, you got a kid.
This sounds so easy. Like, yeah, kick your kid out.
They're freeloading.
But nobody just kicks their kid out. Everybody.
Plenty of people just kick their kids out.
We say that, but then, I'm just saying.
Well, it's tough to do.
It's not easy. It's not 1, 2, 3, get out.
No.
You would feel bad later, even if you did it on the fly,
And it's going to create some animosity. It's going to change the relationship. We don't know, maybe you lose a family member from this, and she emancipates, and y'all never talk to your kid again. It could happen. I don't know.
That's crazy.
But your kid's not doing stuff at the house?
Nothing.
Your other kids are? This sounds wild. What are you going to do? This just sounds like a wiring thing with this child. They're unbreakable. This kid's a savage. I'm sorry, but this kid is a savage. If you've tried everything possible.
They have a mind of their own, for sure.
And they are strong-willed, I could just tell.
Oh,
I could just tell. Maria raised one strong one, and the rest are like, yeah, we'll help.
But now Maria and her husband want to kick out the kid that's not cleaning. She's like, I've had it. She's going to be 19.
Going to be 19? Okay, I was just about to ask that.
She won't clean. She does go to work, so she's responsible in that aspect. She sounds like she works every day.
Man, but rent-free? Man, she free.
She's
free
only 18. Odin. She's not 25 here, in fairness. I mean, I lived with my parents for part of college.
True.
And I would do it again.
Well, and being able to live with your parents is very nice.
As long as I was working or going to school, I could live with them.
But you do hit an age, and that age happens to me, in my opinion, long before 18, where you do have to step up. And no, it's not paying bills for a lot of people. No, it's not helping out with rent or the mortgage, or you got to work a full-time job. No, it's none of that. But washing your own clothes, taking care of the yard, taking out the garbage, pulling your weight. Yeah. If all of your other siblings are doing this and you as a sibling see them and go, oh, y'all got it.
Mm-hmm. Or,
somebody does the laundry.
She's like, whatever. I'm not doing it.
She's going to get out in the real world and not know what to do with herself.
Then Maria's going to be really stressed again.
Well, I mean, and Maria, I'd hoped.
So you're going to kick your kid out just for not cleaning? Is that enough?
It doesn't sound like it's just not cleaning.
Yeah.
It sounds like at this point they're thinking that she's not a real conscious human being in society, bruh. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go out into the world and live like that.
Yeah.
People aren't going to always do things for you, right? Mm-hmm. The 1% might get that chance.
That's true.
Is kicking your kid out at 19 the thing that I would do? Maybe not. Maybe not.
But at the same time,
I'm not in no shoes.
Sleep them kids. What are you doing now?
I swear.
I have 414. I don't know which way people are gonna go. 414-533-1037. I get why it seems simple to go, kick her out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that simple.
It really ain't.
This is your child.
You have multiple kids, so you know what it is to raise
a
child.
To
you know
kick
how hard
one
it is.
Out and not the other three, even weirder.
Ooh, the other three still live at home?
Yes, probably. I don't know. She didn't say that. I'm just assuming she said the other ones pull their weight.
It makes sense, though.
Right?
If she said the other ones pull their weight.
Is Maria the jerk for kicking out her daughter because she doesn't clean or pull her weight at the house?
I don't know.
Kicking her fully out.
I'm a parent, and I apparently don't want to answer this.
That was nice. Good one, DZ. We'll talk to you next.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Maria wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking out her daughter because she just won't clean. She's turning 19 this month. She does work, but she won't pull her weight around the house. And her husband have had it. They're ready to kick her out. All the other kids pull their weight. Not this one.
Not her.
Let's go to Saucy Sandra. We have a bonus caller today.
Oh, do we?
We have a bonus caller who has a great point at the end. Hold on for that one. But let's start with Saucy. Hey, Saucy Sandra.
Morning, Sauce.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
What up?
All right.
How's it going?
Well, it's going. Is Maria a jerk for kicking out her kid?
I'm sorry. Not sorry, but she is the jerk. She's a little excessive for kicking her out.
Oh. It's excessive.
It's too far, she says.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, have some other type of consequences here. You don't want to clean? Well, you're going to have to pay me to clean then. And you're going to have to pay your siblings for cleaning.
And then she'll move out anyway.
Right, really.
Exactly. But
make her think it's her idea.
It's her choice. Yeah. That's it right there. It's all in the choices. Yeah. And, you know, the reverse psychology thing. Yeah, you may want to kick her out, but you can't just tell your kid, I don't want you here anymore.
Hold on, but
you're going to have to get out.
Isn't that kind of twisted and convoluted to make them, you know, think that it was their idea by charging them rather than just having the conversation
and being like,
you're not pulling your weight, so you're going to have to get out.
She's already had this conversation.
True.
You're not pulling your weight, and she hasn't changed.
You know, because all the other repercussions they've tried ain't worked, so do you think this is going
to
work?
Yes, because she has a choice to make, and either she's going to make this choice or she's going to make that choice.
Well,
therefore, the choice is on the child, and it's not on the parent.
Well, in this case, it is, though, so Maria's a jerk, according to Saucy Sauce.
You're a jerk. A little excessive.
Stood on business, Saucy.
Thank you, Saucy. Yep. Have a great
day. Love.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Melissa in Milwaukee next. Hi, Melissa.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Turn your radio down for us.
Talk through the phone.
And do you think Maria's a jerk for kicking her daughter out because she doesn't clean?
Yeah, she's the jerk.
Oof.
Double.
Wow.
Okay.
Go on. Why?
I mean, it's hard out here. What if she has no other place to go? Just charge her for whatever it is you got to do for her if she's old enough to do it.
Everybody feels so bad for this girl. This girl sounds like a little brat.
Melissa said it's hard out here.
I felt bad for her until you guys felt bad for her. Now I don't feel bad for her anymore.
Right? I mean, and honestly, I hate to say it, bro. I don't want to be this guy, but I got to be this guy.
Yeah.
Would we be having the same conversation if it was a 19-year-old young man?
Oh, great question. Probably not.
Or would we have been like, yeah, tough lesson to learn. My man, but you got to step up. You're not pulling. Come on. I mean, Melissa, keep it 100 with
me. Yeah, I feel the same. It's always a harder standard for a woman than it is for a guy. They expect more from us than they do from a man.
Oh, he was saying the opposite. I thought you were saying the opposite.
I get what she's saying. I get what she's saying, but it was the flip of what I was trying to
get
to.
You were saying, would you feel bad kicking your son out and instead of your daughter?
Yeah.
You're saying people.
Well, I feel bad kicking anybody out.
Okay, well, either one.
That's the thing. Child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All
right. Fair enough.
I didn't think we was going to be two for two. Melissa, we appreciate you.
Melissa, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Danielle's in Sheboygan, and then we'll get to our bonus caller quick, and I'll tell you who that is.
Okay.
Hi, Danielle.
Morning, Danielle.
Hi. Good morning. 3 for 3.
Oh,
you don't kick your kid out for not cleaning.
Sweet jerk. They brought the broom to sweep her out.
Absolutely not.
They cleaned Maria out. They said, you a jerk, my sweep.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. My mom.
Yeah. First of all, old are these other kids? And what is this daughter not doing that's so bad about not picking up? Like, I mean, how bad is it? Like, my room's a mess and I'm a freaking adult. You know what I'm saying? So, the harm you're doing to your other kids. And no, we're not even charging rent.
Mm-hmm.
It is really hard to find a job for young adults right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is working. You don't even know, like, what her job is. What if she's exhausted? Like, what if she's working hard time in a factory?
It's her parents.
You know?
I would think that they know she's financially stable enough to be kicked out.
Doesn't everybody work,
I would
though?
Hope.
What?
No,
I would hope.
No. The biggest population right now of homeless are these young adults, these young adolescents, because they do get kicked out of their house.
Well, now this is escalating quickly.
Yeah,
hold
now,
on,
now we're making
Dan-
these
now-
kids
oh, yeah.
homeless.
Danielle. Hold on.
It's a big deal.
Okay, so you jerk.
Sweep jerk. Yeah. Sweep jerk, well, Danielle.
Yeah. We got to go to the bonus caller quick. Danielle, thank you for being so passionate. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I love passionate callers on Am I
the Jerk. I do, too. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
She said, woo! Look at that Sheboygan energy.
I swear.
Anne's in Oostburg. I only want to pull her up because she said something you said changed her mind. So I don't know what you said, but I'd love to hear it.
Anne, talk to us.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. You know, I was thinking that she was not the jerk at first because I was like, come on, girl, pull your weight. And then, DZ, you said this should have been addressed a long time ago. Mm. And my thought is, you know, my five-year-old puts his dishes and his garbage in the trash can.
Yeah.
What were they babying this girl over and over and over?
She's saying, why didn't she learn these as a kid, how to clean and pick up after herself like every other kid is taught?
And why did she slide and the siblings
didn't? See?
So this kind of comes back to the raising as the parents.
Yep.
It's ooh.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They suddenly have these brand new expectations if you weren't holding them when she was younger.
Yeah.
See, y'all think I talk and listen to myself. I don't do that. I just talk.
So you don't remember saying that?
barely. hey, that's a good point that I made.
You did. He's like, damn, I'm smart.
Ooh, I'm good, Anne. I'm good.
And the truth is, it was a good point. Anne, thank you for pointing that out. Have a great day.
Bye.
It was a good point. Like, and I kind of wondered that, too. Like, why weren't these skills taught when they were younger? Why are you just addressing this? Or maybe it's been an issue her whole life, and now you can finally kick her out.
If it hit a point where they were like, she's clearly not getting the hint, I'm thinking the parents did try. Mm-hmm. The parents were consistent, and it just never paid off. And what do you do as a parent? You don't want to do the adverse thing and beat it into your kid. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was raised with a hard hand. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the way.
No.
It didn't work every time.
It does not.
Now, I needed it sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. I will say that. But this might be too hard this nose.
Everybody's saying jerk. Wow.
Sweet.
Even the texts say jerk.
Really? No.
Wow.
Is there, I mean, Anne clearly changed their mind.
And Mila said, y'all need to stop coddling these grown kids.
So Mila's saying not the
What's
jerk.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You with the lines, Mila. I cannot.
There you go, Mila. There you go, Mila.
She said, somebody texted in, hard to find a job for young adults. Everyone's desperate to hire. We could have this argument another day, people.
Yeah.
Another day.
Please and thank you.
Story time.
Wepa.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's the word?
Buenos dias. I said I'm not going to give my date update until tomorrow for Dumpster Fire Dating.
I think that's a good idea.
I need to sit on it a little.
Yeah.
But I have a lot to say.
I got to sit on it a little, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot to say.
I feel you.
No matter how many dates I go on, the stories are always different, but interesting, let me tell you. All right. So, this is the story I wanted to share with you now, though.
You saw an inspirational story now.
Maybe I felt inspired because I surprised myself yesterday. So everybody knows I'm divorced, okay? Mm-hmm. And I try not to talk about my ex-husband or his wife. My kids have a stepmom now for like 10 years, okay?
Yeah. Well, and if you don't know, now you know. Allie's divorced.
I'm divorced, yeah. And my kids have a stepmom.
Hence why she's dating and we're doing a date update another day.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep. So single mom, but they've been married since like 2018 or something. I don't even remember what year they got married, okay? And I've been divorced since 2014. So
they've been together a little bit.
And I will admit, I don't talk about it a lot because it's their privacy, and sure. I'm not married to him anymore, and that's their life. But obviously,
respect.
We share kids, and so they'll go out in public, and people do piece it together that that's their dad and stepmom.
Your kids look like you. I'm sorry, but you got tall, blonde kids, but they look like you.
Thank you. Anyway, where were we after that compliment? So yesterday, the boys now take the bus to my house every day after school, which is exciting because I get to see them every day, even if it's not my day.
Right. And that's new this year. It's new things. That's fun.
And then their father or their stepmom will come pick them up at my house on their day. So like around 3:30, 4 o'clock, once they're home from the bus, they come swing by and just pick them up at the same time.
And then take them home.
And take them. And they're win
home.
For everybody.
Right.
So yesterday, their stepmom pulled up.
It was their day.
It was their day because, they were at their dad's. So she pulled in and I saw her. And I will admit, the first 5 to 7 years were very rocky, to the point where none of us wanted to have anything to do with each other. And this is, I'm bringing this up to for inspiration for all the people who struggle with co-parenting, that it can get better.
Maybe struggling now, right?
Because we are awesome now, but that was not without years of Hot Mess Express stuff with my own doing. I mean, it wasn't even them, it was me. I was grasping for control. There was a lot of things going on.
There was a lot to work
and
through.
And I did stuff, and they, you know, whatever. The point is, we're past it now.
It's a different day.
In my opinion.
Fair.
So when she pulled up yesterday and she got out of her car, Owen jumped in the car and Hudson wasn't off the bus yet. So she had to wait for a few minutes.
Chilling, yeah.
So she gets out of the car and out of nowhere, this is where I say I surprise myself.
What?
Out of nowhere I go, oh my God, your hair looks so pretty today.
What?
And she goes, oh, thank you. And I go, yeah, I love the curls. And it was completely honest and natural. And it just came off of my tongue. And I meant it. And I went, whoa.
Oh, it wasn't. It just came out.
It just came out. And I went, I just complimented my ex-husband's wife. I was like, wow.
And I meant it.
Look at us. Look how far we've come. And I thought, she's probably like, what the hell was that? Even she was probably like, huh?
And then when they left, Allie was like, okay, bye. I love you.
See you at dinner. But, I mean, we're cordial. You know, we get along at basketball games. Him and I sit together.
As we should. And it's for the boys. It's for the family aspect.
Yeah, and we get along and there's no drama. And I love that.
Right.
And my kids, I think, appreciate that because they don't need the drama either. So I'm just saying, I wanted to tell this story because I turned around. And I went, wow, like we have come so far. And people who stress out about co-parenting need to know, hey, it'll take 10 years, but look at me now. You got this. And I mean it. Like, you know, I'm being funny, but I'm not.
10 years in the grand scheme is great, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? You know the way I'm thinking of it?
At least we're past it.
Right. Let me ask you a question.
I can't believe I told... Isn't that funny, though?
I don't think it's funny.
It's not funny. It's because I meant it.
I think it's enlightening. Mm. I think it's great.
Why?
I want to ask, was that your first time complimenting her? Like, that you
for
could
sure.
Think, like, ever, probably.
On her looks, for sure. Like, I've been to their house, and I don't know. Maybe I've said, oh, I like your bathroom. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
But nothing where I've told her she was pretty.
Because this feels like you're almost just... naturally conversing. It doesn't feel like you're just trying to be nice and cordial for the boys. And in a lot of situations, that is what ends up happening, right? Mm-hmm. You not to have to force it, but you make yourself be cordial.
You fake it till you make it for the kids.
Because it's a negative situation, arguably, mm-hmm. still, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to think of it like that, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you, on the other hand, are now kind of just freely speaking, mm-hmm. rather than thinking before you speak.
You're right. I was just being myself.
You were being yourself.
And going, you look really pretty today.
Ding.
I like your hair, or whatever I said. Yeah.
It was a natural, friendly comment, mm-hmm. rather than a thought out, you know, friendly comment, if that makes sense.
And I wasn't trying to get anything out of it.
Nope.
It wasn't, you know what I mean? And that's why I think it caught us probably both off guard.
You think it caught her off guard?
She went, oh, thanks. Probably. Because... I mean, we get along and we say hi and we talk about the kids, but it's never like, oh, you look pretty today. I feel like we've turned a corner now and that's a good thing.
Y'all have never hung out.
No. Outside of our kids' birthday, no.
No, right. No.
But my kids like her and love her, and as they should. So that's my story for you. And I have to remind everyone who co-parents, because I've told this on the air, I put this on social media, I learned this from a therapist years ago, and it's super important that always remember, even if you hate the other parent, that parent is half of your child. So when you say you hate the parent, you're saying you hate half of that kid, because that's half of them.
That's real.
So don't you forget that.
That's real.
So you keep that inside and you remember that next time you show your disdain for your partner. There's times I wish I would have done better with that. And now I can. And now I can help other people.
Something,
you
know, but
my
something.
Kids, thank God my kids were little. Thank God they were little.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and something should be internalized, you know, whether A, B, C, or D, for the sake of the family.
Thank you.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think you said it best, man. Mm-hmm. That's dope. I think that's really cool.
Is that good?
I think that's really cool.
Hope that inspires people to try, even if you don't want to try. It's just for the kids.
Well, I know
people can be difficult. I know.
What I'm hearing is that, you know, your boys love, respect, mm-hmm. and appreciate the stepmom.
They do.
And now so do you.
Yeah.
And
I want them to always feel like they can and not be scared they're going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Because I think they worry sometimes, and I don't want them to ever feel that way.
Right. Are you about to hit her up and say, hey, girl, let's go get drinks?
Hell no.
No, but that's not what has to happen.
I know parents who hang out like that, and that is awesome. Like, sure. To be able to have cool. a party with you and your, I mean, that's awesome.
Dog, my best friend, best man Amazing. From high school, his father, before mm-hmm. passing, mm-hmm. lived in the home with his ex-wife and her husband.
No way!
They co-parented as a trio, man. No and, way. And it wasn't no crazy, like, pineapple. Man. No, man.
There was no swinging.
They were just that great of people, yeah. man. Genuinely. To this day, I think about that often and go, man, there's not enough people that are willing to work like that. Mm-hmm. So, appreciate you being one of the people that's willing to work like that. However yeah. it take, however long it takes and however it comes out, right? It doesn't have to be that y'all all living under the same roof.
Hell no. And it doesn't mean we have to hang out. I'm with you on that. Somebody said, I'm on 14 years and it's still the same. Co-parenting sucks.
I'm sorry.
Aww,
I'm
and there's sorry. People that it is like that.
But like you said, mm-hmm. it does get better. Mm-hmm. It takes effort, though. Mm-hmm. You can't just expect it to happen. It ain't a voila. You know, we got to work for that.
Well, I hope I inspired somebody today to be better, because it took me some time. So all I can do is share my experience. That Good part. Luck. Go Brewers!
Look at you.
They were on the TV and I go, damn!
Allie said, who that? Oh, wait, hi. Who's that? Hey, wait, cutie. Who's that?
Look at the picture they just put on TV. Hello.
They said, plenty man on a team, huh?
Hello, boys. No, go Brewers. Very excited. Game 3 today.
Had to extend it, man. Mm-hmm. Only right.
I was out last night and I saw a bunch of people getting on the shuttles, going to the game. So exciting stuff for people in this town.
Listen, people were cheering it left and right. Mm-hmm. We were at Flag last night and some guy was walking through the alley talking about the Brewers won!
Yeah! Woo! And DZ said, I'm at my Flag Football League. Do you mind?
Everybody turned around and was like, hey, all right, cool, thanks, man. Yeah. All right, back to football.
Guys are funny. Go Brewers, that's all I'm going to say. Let's start with Nicole in Sheboygan, because I was talking about how I left my first bad review ever today after our breakfast we ordered was a disaster.
Not great, but here we are. We've got food in our stomachs. That's what matters.
Thank God. You know, thank God. Nicole, good morning.
Cut the radio down a little
morning.
Bit.
Morning.
Yeah, yeah, turn your... It sounds... Oh, hold on. Put her on hold. I can't.
See, you hear the echo?
I can't.
That was such a bad echo.
Turn your radio down, take us off Bluetooth. We'll be right back, Nicole.
Hey, yo.
Go to Morgan in Germantown. Morgan.
Morning, Morgan.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
We're talking bad reviews. What inspires you to leave one?
So we just moved back in June from Hales Corners to Germantown, and it was the moving company that we used.
Oh, no names, so, but what happened?
Yeah, obviously no names, but so basically my husband stayed at the old house while I went to the new place so that I was there when the other people, you know, arrived.
Yep.
And
yeah,
we had a case of beer on the counter of the old place, and one of the guys asked my husband, hey, can I have this case of beer?
He did not.
Huh? So
the mover asked if he could have your beer? Oh, that's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. My husband was like, whatever, like, we're moving. So then... I'm at the new place, and they pull in, and they fully stop traffic. They hit our mailbox on the way in. And they came in smelling like beer.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, hey, yo. Hey, yo. I mean, do we have to say it out loud? But
wow. If you were going to pay them in beer, you could have paid your friends. That's some messed up stuff, dude.
Exactly.
Did they ask for pizza, too?
Hell no. She said, let me go to Little Caesars, you punks.
All I'm going to say is, I'm sorry, but that was your fault. I would have said, yeah, you can have it when the job's finished.
That's really gutsy to ask for someone's beer.
Bold.
To say the least. It was wild.
It's an alcoholism moment at its best, let me tell you.
Wisconsinly.
Wow. All right, Morgan, thank you for sharing that wacky story. That's crazy.
Have a great day.
Bye.
I don't know if anybody's topping that. They said, can we have the case? And then goes, we're going to drink the case now.
Let's try Nicole in Sheboygan again. Nicole, our girl. Hi.
Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole.
A little bit better now. I feel better. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
All right, what's going on? What's your story? You left a bad review?
A little backstory. I ended up losing my job from Quick Trip about 4.5 months ago. Found a new place to go and work, and I'm actually moving up in the company pretty freaking fast.
Ooh, nice. You go, girl.
Snaps for that.
Okay. Well,
we have a food delivery thing that ends up coming in Sheboygan, and they deliver food.
Okay. Okay, got it.
And they're supposed to bring a hot bag, and they're not bringing a hot bag, and customers are getting mad at us.
Following.
Because it's prolonging the food delivery. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help that once we end up getting the order, they're like there within a minute. And it's like, okay, well, food doesn't automatically get made that mm-hmm. quick unless mm-hmm. somebody's going to want raw food.
Exactly.
So they're getting mad at us. And last night, I actually got a phone call from the said company as to why we had to deny the food delivery access to deliver the food because they did not have a hot bag.
They're blaming y'all.
Oh, really?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. And I was real nice about it. My boss was there, and I told him, I'm like, listen, they don't have a hot bag. It's in our policy. They're supposed to have a hot bag. It's not our fault.
It's Wisconsin. Get a bag.
Bag, I don't care how you say
just
it.
Just get it. We know this. Come on. Anyway, go on.
He even says before you end up being a delivery person, that you can't deliver until you get your package, which includes the hot bag.
The hot bag.
The bag.
So what are we doing?
People are not reading the fine print.
Oh, Lord.
So the company that I now work for is being blamed for it. And I think it's totally, completely bogus.
Well, it is. But see, this is like when you're the face of something. And this is exactly what DZ and I go through at the radio station. And I'm not even trying to be a smartass. We say to people, when you do dumb stuff, we're the face of this radio station. So don't do dumb stuff. It's like when you have to help your customers, if they get screwed by the delivery company, you're the one who has to deal with it.
It's about the representation.
Correct. And then nobody understands you didn't even do it.
Correct.
You know? Triggered!
Nicole, correct.
Anyway, so wow, I hope it gets better. But congrats on the promotion.
And congrats on, moving up. Yeah. Keep moving on up.
And you can't be a boss.
I didn't mount to anything at the old place, and now it's kind of funny on how I'm mounting.
Well, right. Maybe you found your people and your place, and now you're thriving. And then you just needed a change, and I think that's great.
Yep. It's not
the money that I was making, but you know what?
Okay, we're getting too much into it now. Nicole,
we're going to get there.
We're
going to get there, Nicole. We appreciate you.
Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Bye.
She's like, while we're at it, let's talk about my salary.
Well, and I mean, another thing. Listen, hey, and we should all be paid more for whatever it is we do. I believe that. I don't care what you do.
That part. Duck is in Milwaukee. He says his name's Duck.
Huh?
Duck.
Quack?
I guess.
Yeah,
Duck.
Yeah.
Hi, Duck.
Hey. Hey, what's going on?
Okay, what's your story? You gave a bad review?
It's the only bad review I've ever given.
I'm in.
It was about 4.5 years ago. It was lunchtime. It was a late lunch at work. And we went to a fast food place. I got a bacon cheeseburger. And we get back, and there's no meat on anything. It was just lettuce, onion, and tomato on a bun.
You got
excuse me?
I got a veggie burger.
I didn't want to trigger you, but that's exactly what you got. You got a veggie burger, my boy.
I got a veggie burger.
Like,
yeah.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Seriously, I would cry.
I took a picture. I left a one-star Google review on it, and then we went back, and I got my burger.
Do you think the person making it was just
not paying
stoned?
Attention?
I mean, like what?